for researchers trying to understand the physiology of blood and vascular systems, certain animals hold a special allure as a probe of their theories. Antarctic ice fishes are such an animal. All other animals with backbones have red blood. This color is due to the iron-containing protein hemoglobin. Hemoglobin performs the vital function of ferrying oxygen through the bloodstream from respiratory organs like lungs or gills to all parts of the body. Most of the blood's hemoglobin is packed into red blood cells, the most abundant cell type in blood. In 1928, biologist Detlef Rustadt caught an unusual, eerily pale fish in waters near Antarctica. Rustadt discovered, to his astonishment, that the fish's blood was transparent, lacking mature red blood cells and hemoglobin. Such Antarctic ice fishes are now known to be abundant in the waters surrounding Antarctica, occupying the sub-freezing waters of the coldest environment on Earth. All 16 species of ice fishes lack hemoglobin. How could ice fish survive without hemoglobin? When water is very cold, its ability to carry oxygen is enhanced, and hemoglobin's effectiveness is reduced. Oxygen diffuses through the ice fish's enlarged gills, and maybe through its smooth skin, directly into its blood plasma, where it's carried through the body. Ice fish blood can only carry about 10% as much oxygen as in other fish, but this is good enough for the sluggish ice fish to survive. Why do ice fish lack hemoglobin? We actually don't know. Some think it was a helpful adaptation to the cold. Extreme cold causes red blood to thicken, making it more difficult to circulate. Others think it was, overall, a harmful mutation, but that the ice fish evolved in other ways to cope. This moment of science comes from Indiana University. I'm Yael Cassander.